Commission, let the record reflect that the commission has convened tonight. It is 7 o'clock on July 7, 2015. We are convened in docket number W354 sub 344, which is an application by Carolina Water Service Inc. of North Carolina for a general increase in its rates and services. The purpose of this hearing has been scheduled to take the testimony of public witnesses. We've inquired of the public staff as to whether or not there are any public witnesses. The public staff has indicated that there. Okay. She want to testify now?
Yes, I will.
All right, well, we'll strike that. We'll start all over again. Okay, good evening. Now let's come to order and go on the record. My name is Edward S. Finley, Jr. With me this evening are Commissioners Brian E. Beatty, Tenola D. Brown Bland, Don M. Bailey, J.C. Dockham, and James G. Patterson. The commission now calls for hearing this at this time for the purpose of taking the non-expert public witness testimony in docket number W354 sub 344 in the matter of application of Carolina Water Service, Inc. of North Carolina, 2335 Saunders Road, Northbrook, Illinois, for authority to increase rates for water and sewer utility service in all service areas in North Carolina. On March 31, 2015, Carolina Water Service filed an application with commission seeking authority to increase its rates for providing water and sewer utility service in all of its service areas in North Carolina. On April 30, 2015, the commission issued its order establishing general rate case and suspending rates. Pursuant to this order, the commission declared this proceeding to be a general rate case pursuant to GS 62-137 and suspended the proposed rates for 270 days pursuant to GS 62-134. On May 11, 2015, Carolina Water Service filed its notice regarding its semiannual WSIC-SSIC surcharge application. In its filing, the company states that it does not intend to file an application for a semiannual adjustment of the company's commission-authorized WSIC-SSIC surcharge mechanism on August 1, 2015. On May 13, 2015, Carolina Water filed a letter stating that given the timing of its general rate case filing, the evidentiary hearing would normally have been set at a date near the end of August or early September 2015. However, at Carolina Water Service's request, the evidentiary hearing date was extended approximately 30 days to October 5, 2015. On May 15, 2015, Corolla Light Community Association, Inc. filed a petition to intervene in this matter, which was granted by Commission Order May 19, 2015. On May 22, 2015, the commission issued its order scheduling a hearing and requiring customer notice, which, among other things, scheduled the application for evidentiary hearing on October 5, 2015, and scheduled the public witness testimony hearing for this date at this time and place. On July 1, 2015, Carolina Water Service filed its ongoing three-year water service improvement charge and sewer system improvements charge plan. Several customer statements of a position have been filed. Pursuant to the State Ethics Act, I remind all members of the commission their duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire whether any member of the commission has a known conflict of interest with regard to the matters coming before the commission this evening. There appear to be no conflicts, so we'll proceed and we'll ask the parties to identify themselves for purposes of the record.
Thank you, Chairman Finley. I'm Joanne Sanford with Sanford Law Office representing Carolina Water Service, and if I might, with me at the table tonight are outgone, President Carl Daniel, who's agreed to sit up here with us one last time, and the new state president, Matt Klein, and of course, Vice President Martin Lashley. We have a number of employees in the audience. They are here because we never know how many members of the public to expect, and we wanted to have enough people here to handle any questions. So I'll ask them to raise their hands if they would, and they are available for any customer assistance.
Thank you.
Good evening, I'm Gina Holt with the public staff here on behalf of Using and Consuming Public, and with me at council table is public staff engineer Gina Castleberry.
All right, I believe the public staff has a witness, so if you'll call around, please.
Ms. Eleanor Tate.
If you will step up the witness, if you'll put your left hand on the Bible and raise your right hand, please, ma'am. Do you solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, shall be God?
So help me God.
Have a seat and make
he
yourself comfortable
in the room
there.
With us.
This Tate, could you state and spell your name for the record?
Yes. E-L-E-A-N-O-R-A.
And what is your address?
Initial E, the last name is T-A-T-E.
Okay. And what is your address?
213 Dwelling Place, D-W-E-L-L-I-N-G, okay. Place.
And is that Raleigh?
Knightdale.
Okay. And in what subdivision do you?
Ashley Hills. I am one lone senior citizen crying out in the CWS Utilities Wilderness. I am not speaking for anyone else except myself, since I am the one who has to pay the water and sewer bills. My neighbors and I from time to time have gotten together to talk about the grayish brown water coming from our faucets, and also to try not to smell the sour pig odoriferous odor that wafts from the sewage treatment building behind our homes. We live in a cul-de-sac, and in the spring and early summer, when that warm, gentle spring wind traverses our lawns, we cannot sit on our decks because the smell is so bad. From time to time, I have even smelled water coming, or the odor coming up from the toilet, and it wasn't because of me. One of the things that concerns me is that about this time last year, I received a notice that I was going to have a water and sewer rate. I was paying about between $54 a month. That rate went up to $78. Senior citizen on a fixed income, I have to struggle to pay these bills thinking that every month from now on it's going to be at least $78. But then the next month, I get a bill that says zero. And it's because the Utilities Commission, blah, 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 incorrect, blah, 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 and my bill went down to about $54 again. It's remained that way. This year, I get a notice about the water and sewage improvement charge that just took effect. And so I responded by asking why this charge had been added, and I was not told what the increase was be, but there it was. And so I wrote again. And then I got important notice enclosed, and this one is dated May the 26th. And it lists a number of subdivisions that are affected. To my understanding, when we get billed, customers get bills like this, what we look for is the listing of our specific subdivision. We want to see that name. If we don't see that name, then we figure it doesn't apply to us. I looked high and low on this. Did I see Ashley Hills? No, I didn't. But being the person that I am, and being a professional reporter who's now retired, used to work for the Des Moines Register in investigative reporting, I knew that there's going to be more to this. And so if you can figure it out, not seeing Ashley Hills listed on here, I'm still figuring that there's going to be an increase. And that's very disturbing to me because I'm not seeing the fruits of CWS's labors. What I am unfortunately having to endure is profit going to people other than us who live there. I'm not seeing an improved services whatsoever. At one point, I inquired about what I could do about the smell of the water, which affects the sewer because the water goes out through the sewer lines, and I was told by utilities employee, was run the water for 5 or 10 minutes and then it'll clear up. To me, that makes absolutely no sense because all that is a waste of water. I don't even use the minimum amount of gallons of water, therefore I would not even use the minimum of the sewer charge because it's just me. I don't water my lawn with the hose. I don't do any of those sorts of things. So I cannot see why a sewer charge is being proposed. I'm concerned because in the future of Wake County and across North Carolina, there are people who believe that North Carolina, in order to progress, needs to get rid of its poor people. And one way to do that is to keep raising the bills for essential utilities that either we dry up and blow away or we move from where we are to someplace else. I'm not real sure about the originator of this quote, and I'm probably paraphrasing, but I think it might have been Dr. W.E.B. Du Bois, who said, the battle for natural resources is going to be the battle of the 20th century. Not saying 21st, saying 20th, because that's he lived during that period, and so that is very true in my estimation. And CWS seems to be a leading component of doing exactly that, and it's increasing its profits, and we are the ones made to pay for it. And I guess I'll close by saying that when different food companies have been shown to be in error by the Food and Drug Administration, for example, it will remove, let's say, high fructose sugar from its Missy Effie's chocolate cookie snaps. And by removing those, it's supposed to make the health of those people who eat those cookies better. And in turn, they turn around and raise the prices. Now, the consumer has a choice of whether to eat those cookies or go to a more reasonable brand. We who live and have our bills for water and sewer through CWS don't have much of a choice. We have to pay that bill, or else we have to move, or we have to just dry up and die. And so that's all I have to say, and I thank you for listening.
Ms. Tate, did you file a letter?
I've just been filing letters. Yes, I have been filing letters. My first letter was filed last year.
Well, related to this case.
This year, I filed a letter April the 24th, State of North Carolina Utilities Commission. And I got a response from the state of North Carolina promptly afterward, April the 29th, concerning the docket. And they thanked me for my letter to the Attorney General's office. And
now, was that letter related to the notice you got stating that your rates will be increased because of the water sewer improvement charge?
I got that. I wrote that as a result of that. But at the same time, I inquired with some private parties, and they told me to expect some more rates, you know, coming down the pipe. To the North Carolina Utilities Commission, the Carolina Water Service Incorporated of North Carolina just sent me the enclosed letter saying that it has requested and received approval from Utilities Commission to raise my water and my sewer services charges yet once again without the input of the public once again. This is not fair. The CWS has been trying to increase unfairly my and my neighbors' rates every year and from time to time has successfully increased them without improving any service or cleaning the nasty, smelly gray water and the putrid smell coming from its Knightdale Treatment Center. I can't even drink the water without gagging. Again, I implore you to reconsider this inhumane and unfair request from CWS that was done in secret so that the public would have no chance to make our concerns known. Please reconsider this unfair and untimely request and apparent approval. So that had already occurred at the time that I wrote my letter in response. And then I got the formal request This is in fact, it's from you, I believe. And you go to a great deal of detail and telling me about how these steps have occurred. And then at the end, based on the improvements made and verified, CWSNC was authorized by the commission to impose a 0.81% SSIC charge on your total sewer utility bills. Based on our calculation, the average sewer bill will increase by 36 cents a month. Well, that's my 36 cents. From $44.71 to $45.07 based on an average of 4,750 gallons. If you receive a flat rate service, your average monthly bill will increase by 36 cents per month from $44.70 to $45.06. Since you do not receive water service from CWSNC, although we still send both bills to the same place, there would be no increase in your water bill. Ms. Tate, I hope this gives you a better idea of why you received notice of an increase in your sewer rates. And that was dated June the 3rd in response to my letter that was dated not May the 5th, as somebody apparently told you, but as of my letter of April 24th. So there is still a sewer rate increase still headed down the pipe. And for me, anything that's going to increase the price without a noticeable increase in services is not fair. It's having your cookies and eating them too and charging an increased price.
Now, you talked about discolored water. Do you still have discolored water?
As of today, I guess perhaps a month ago, there were people from Utilities Incorporated that were flushing out the water from the hydrants. They said that they had installed new water tanks and that the water was going to be clear from there on. The water is clear in the toilet. The water sometimes is clear from the faucets. Most of the time it is clear, but it still has a smell, and I still don't drink it. I have not drunk water from the faucets for close to 10 years.
Okay. Have you talked to anyone about the smell?
Mm-hmm.
And what did they say?
Gobbledygook. The last time I talked to somebody, they said they were going to talk to Wayne about it. I don't know who Wayne is.
Okay. We can follow up with that after the hearing. Mm-hmm. I have no further questions.
Sanford.
Thank you. Ms. Tate, thank you for being here. I'm Joanne Sanford, and I'm an attorney for Carolina Water. I had a couple of questions, and I'm just attempting to clarify a couple of things here. This system improvement charge about which you speak is relatively new, and we know that everybody is learning how that works. Have any of us explained to you that one of the projects funded under that charge was for the waste treatment plant near you, that Nightdale plant, for improvement of the filtration?
I believe it when I don't smell it.
Okay, but you are still having problems with odor.
When I sit out on my deck, and there are some mornings when the wind is blowing from the south-southwest. I know they're busy over there doing something, and it sure isn't making perfume.
Have you noticed any change since December of 2014 when the plant was upgraded, when the filtration system was upgraded?
Any change in what?
Any improvement in your detection of odors from the plant?
Oh, I've smelled it as late as this spring.
Okay. Second question. You are a water customer of CWS Systems, right?
Right.
And a wastewater customer of Carolina Water Service of North Carolina.
I send my bills in one check to the same place.
To the same place, right. Okay. Thank you very much. No more questions.
Questions by the commission?
I wish that I could ask you gentlemen and ladies, if any of you live in the affected areas, just out of curiosity, but I'm not allowed to ask questions, so I Just pretend you didn't hear me say that.
Well, we appreciate your interest, and if you want to come up here after the hearing, we can talk to you about that. But if you have no further things to tell us, we appreciate your coming tonight. Thank you very much.
Well, I just hope you don't increase the price.
Thank you. Right, anything else, Ms. Holt?
No, we don't.
Right. You have no other witnesses?
No, we don't.
That being the case, then, we will conclude the hearing, and we'll reconvene tomorrow night in Charlotte. Thank you.